You're listening to KNKX, and Dick Stein and our food commentator Nancy Leeson have competing theories to explain the origin of Puget Sound's current weather. That plus Nancy's snow day supermarket sweep and Stein's hummingbird warm-up strategy on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, I'm talking to you from the comfort of my own home, but you obviously made it into the studio today.
That's right, Nancy. I and heroic lead dog Yukon King have mushed into Fort KNKX today just to talk about food with you.
Did you bring some giant cubes of butter for your dog?
No, Yukon King prefers seal blubber, and the seals have been a little thin on the ground lately in this neighborhood. But I'm going to check the parking lot for seals a little later in the day, see what might have turned up, because at this point, nothing would surprise me. I blame Canada for this weather. It's got their mitten prints all over it.
I blame myself.
Oh, you must have capabilities I was unaware of.
Totally my fault. A couple weeks ago, I posted this beautiful, warm sunset here in the Pacific Northwest and basically said, you poor people in the Midwest, na-na-na-na-na-na. So it's clearly all my fault.
Okay, I'm getting Clef Mass to fact check that one. But really, what have you been doing in terms of cooking and eating during this terrible weather?
First off, I did what everyone else did. I went to the supermarket, and I did it on Thursday before the very first big snowfall. I was there at a time when it wasn't quite as bad as it got, but I was amazed to see what was missing.
What got stripped off the shelves first?
I noticed that there was no beef broth. There was plenty of chicken and vegetable broth, but
right.
No. So what were they going to do? Everyone was going home to make beef stew?
You know, I never buy that canned or boxed beef broth. It doesn't taste like beef at all. It tastes like aluminum foil. You can substitute chicken broth or even vegetable broth for any recipe that calls for that.
One of the things I did do at home was cleaned out my freezer of all my chicken carcasses and made another great big bunch of chicken stock, which, by the way, allowed me to have all kinds of chicken bits for the dogs in case I run out of canned dog food.
You're not going to go out and hunt some seals on your parking lot?
No. The other thing that was gone for sure was dairy and bread. Now, I care about dairy a lot, but bread, I always make my own bread.
Well, so do I, a lot anyway. And even for people who don't bake very often, there's lots of very easy-to-follow, foolproof, no-need bread recipes. But having said that, an awful lot of people simply don't bake. Either they don't want to, they don't feel confident. I think maybe it might be more practical for those that don't bake, just to keep a couple of loaves stashed in a freezer.
Unless the power goes out, in which case you just put your stuff out in the snow.
Better to hang it from a tree so the bears don't get it. What's your favorite cold weather meal?
Probably some kind of soup, for sure.
Tomato soup with rice and a grilled cheese and bacon sandwich. How can you top that in cold weather?
You know, if you're lucky, you have some bacon in the freezer because all your neighbors already got it from the supermarket.
Let's not forget our little hummingbird friends, because those little guys really need their calories in this cold weather. And the other night, we forgot to bring the feeder in, and in the morning, it was frozen solid. But I had a brainstorm, just put it in the microwave, defrosted it in just a couple of minutes, and we put a heat patch on the underside of it to keep everything nice and liquid. And those little hummers came right out and tanked up all day long.
Mac's been real good about putting suet out, and Woody the woodpecker came to my front window. I've never seen one on a bird feeder before.
We used to get a lot of flickers on our suet, but they've been kind of scarce lately, too. Probably bought retirement property in Arizona.
The one thing we had to go back out for and stock up on was fresh produce. I love having fresh produce in the house, and I would miss it if I couldn't get my hands on any. And besides, Mac has to have a banana every day.
And there's some kind of banana shortage going on?
It was the great banana famine of 2019.
I'll gladly give Mac my share. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
And that's perfectly all right with me.
Stein.